This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Yes, I said that with one breath. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles on the left side to the right side. Go to YouTube, click onto it, join us live, and join us on live chat. Just click onto the right side. Got a lot of faithful friends over there. You want to jump over onto beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page, beforeitsnews.com. The same thing there. Click on, go to the right side of the page, and join us on live chat. If you want to call in, 127 cities across the United States of America just picked up another radio affiliate last week. You can give us a call at 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, friends, when you jump over onto YouTube, subscribe, join us, friends. We, over the last 6 months, I believe that we have probably almost 18,000, we're going on 18,000 subscribers. We totally appreciate that. It should be at 100,000 for the information that we're giving out right now. Say the people that listen. Again, so don't forget to subscribe on YouTube when you're over there. Again, one more time, if you want to call in, please do. Stick to the topic, pro or con, 1-866-582-9933. Friends, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1. We have Acts 4:12, John 14:6. You get the point. We're going to be talking about since when did Bill and Melinda Gates become licensed doctors. I knew when we began to expressed that thought that the Holy Ghost was giving me, we were onto something again. I just know how he leads that way. Romans 8:14, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. The Lord at this time is showing us who must be lawfully dealt with. And if the church isn't going to do it, then we're going to go through a time of judgment. There is a book of Lamentations, don't forget, friends. And if you read it, it's not something that I want to go through. But if the American people don't fear the consequence of disobedience before God, then I'll tell you what, have at it. But just exclude the innocent. That's why we fight here over at the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Well, we're going to be talking about since when did Bill and Melinda Gates become licensed doctors? Well, they never have been. As a matter of fact, I did a little homework and research this morning only to find that Gates is paying for desired outcomes. So in other words, he's finding scoundrels that will be paid off, that will sell the truth out like Judas did of Christ with a kiss, Luke 22:48. And the outcome is what he paid for, just for the record. Okay, this is illegal. Okay, we're going to get right back to this. We're going to go line upon line, precept upon precept. I'm sure many of you this morning have already noticed or have heard that Facebook, again, Twitter, again, and YouTube remove and ban a video of America's frontline doctors on Capitol Hill exposing coronavirus fraud. You hear about this? Oh, it's all over the place. There is one particular woman we want to pull up. What she said was great. I can't barely understand her. but we're going to have to listen in. We're going to have to tune in and do our best to understand. If you do, you'll get it. Again, she knocks it out of the park, and without further ado, go ahead. Let's take a listen to this nurse.
What I'm upset is that I see people that cannot breathe. I see parents walk in. I see diabetics sit in my office knowing that this is a death sentence and they can't breathe. And I hug them and I tell them it's going to be okay. You're going to leave. And we treat them and they leave. None has died. So if some fake science, some person sponsored by all these fake pharma companies comes out and say, oh, we've done studies and they found out that it doesn't work, I can tell you categorically it's fake science. I want to know who is sponsoring that study. I want to know who is behind it. Because there is no way I can treat 350 patients and counting and nobody is dead and they all did better. And then you're going to tell me that you treated 20 people, 40 people and it didn't work. I'm a true testimony. So I came here to Washington, D.C. to tell America, nobody needs to get sick. This virus has a cure. It is called hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Zithromax. I know people want to talk about masks. Hello? You don't need masks. There is a cure. I know they don't want to open schools. No, you don't need people to be locked down. There is prevention, and there is a cure. And let me tell you something. All you fake doctors out there that tell me, oh yeah, I want a double-blinded studies. I just tell you, it's sounding like a computer, double-blinded. I don't know whether your chips are malfunctioning, but I'm a real doctor. I have radiologists, we have plastic surgeons, we have neurosurgeons like Sanjay Gupta saying, oh yeah, it doesn't work and it causes heart disease. Let me ask you, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, hear me. Have you ever seen a COVID patient? Have you ever treated anybody with hydroxychloroquine and they died from heart disease? When you do, come and talk to me. Because I sit down in my clinic every day and I see this patient walk in every day, scared to death. I see people driving 2-3 hours to my clinic because some ER doctor is scared of the Texas board or they are scared of something and they will not prescribe medication to these people. I tell all of you doctors that are sitting down and watching Americans die. You're like the good Nazi, the good one, the good Germans.
Good Nazis.
That watched Jews get killed and you did not speak up.
Whoa.
If they come after me, they threaten me. I've gotten all kinds of threats. Oh, they're going to report me to the boards. I say, you know what? I don't care. I'm not going to let Americans die. And if this is the mountain, if this is the hill where I get nailed on.
Folks, just for the record, this is one of a plethora of doctors talking this morning from Capitol Hill. Okay? Exposing the doctors and the narrative that they're attempting to set. Anybody that knows anything about dictatorships, friends, once again, keep in mind, it's always predicated upon a lie. Here we have Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, and big tech companies expunging what took place concerning these doctors that are telling the American people the truth of the matter. It's a lie. You don't need a mask. It's curable. They can't find any desks. Then we pull up this young lady, Stella Emanuel. She's like a grandma, I should say, but I'm being respectful for him. She starts out praising Jesus before she begins to speak, and then you begin to feel her fire exposing false doctors, asking the question, who is it that is promulgating this message? I can tell you right now, it's Donald Trump opening his administration, setting the stage for Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and others, friends, and his coronavirus task team that all work for Bill Gates, pushing the narrative. They've already got the American people talking about the vaccination, friends, when they can't even substantiate their narrative. How many times, I ask you, Americans, does it need to be debunked by doctors before you finally wake up and understand that you're being completely lied to? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to this, friends, and we are going to cover this situation with Bill and Melinda Gates. When did they become doctors? They never have, but they are impersonating them, aren't they? Yes, they are.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Hugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just played some audio for you, friends, from a young lady that was willing to stand up and take it to the criminal doctors that are accomplices to the perpetual fraud taking place together, hand in glove with corrupt politicians across this country. How powerful is the narrative, friends? Well, take a look around. I spent all morning going to stores, showing managers and the such the law concerning what's taking place here. And I have to tell you, it absolutely amazes me how people know unconstitutional edicts given unto you by criminal governors across the United States of America. But when it comes to the law, they're lost as can be. So you have to bring a piece of paper, show them the law, tell them what this applies to, show them that there is civil rights laws enacted since 1964, that there's OSHA laws, there's HIPAA laws, there's exemptions, there's discriminatory exemptions, there is religious exemptions, there's medical exemptions. So in other words, friends, you're being forced into compliance whether you like it or not if you want to stay ignorant, Hosea 4:6. But if you want to get educated and take a stand with the rest of us, well, that's just what you're going to have to do, because they are breaking the law. And this is called tyranny in a big way, friends. And you just heard that from none other than Stella Emanuel, one of the doctors on Capitol Hill, exposing the fraudulent doctors today and this criminal administration for what they're perpetuating on us today. Just to prove that point, I want to do that because I don't want to be accused of saying something that's not verifiable. Donald Trump tweeted out, "We are united in our effort to defeat the invisible China virus as you're under attack." And many people say that it's patriotic to wear a face mask, so he put a mask on, right? When you can't socially distance, which means absolutely nothing, there is nobody more patriotic than me, said Donald Trump. He says, in ending, your favorite president. Isn't it interesting that our friend, also this doctor, said once again, this is the first time I just heard that portion of that audio, friends, from Stella Emanuel, this is just like the Germans. Friends, I'm telling you, we were on this curve 3, 4, 5 years ago. And the Holy Ghost is leading us to something, and we're either going to take heed, admonition to His warnings, or else we're going to find ourselves in the pit that we ourselves dug through apathy. Read Amos 6:3. Okay, so let's do this. There's a ton of things I'd like to cover today. I'd like to go over the particular laws. I have them right in front of me, as a matter of fact. I spent the morning calling the Department of Health in our state, going online, finding their exemptions, and then also going over to the Human Rights, made phone calls there, called the Attorney General's office, and now we're looking for a civil rights attorney to actually enforce the law that everybody seems to want to just disregard at this time. Submit to tyranny, not this boy. Not this boy. Not going down that road, friends. Again, keep in mind, too many men fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution with their blood, their sacrifice, giving us the freedoms that we have, and we're not going to roll over in the face of the very things that they fought off in third world countries here in our own backyard. Ain't going to do it, and yes, I said ain't. Folks, let's get over to this. Since when did Bill and Melinda Gates become licensed doctors? Here, I want you to listen to this. I played this yesterday, but it's important for the new listener to listen on again. Oh, I'm sorry, the new listener to listen for the first time what it is that I played yesterday, because it's a great way to premise this conversation and begin this little exposition that we're going to do. This is Bill Gates being questioned by a journalist that was actually doing her job, and we high-five her for doing so. Listen to this.
And from there, you want to do tiering in various countries to make sure your most vulnerable population.
That's the wrong one. And this is where Bill Gates is going to be questioned by a journalist that's actually doing her job. Listen to this one. This is great.
Well, I want to ask you, you mentioned side effects. The side effects for the Moderna vaccine sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the FDA, not being pressured, will look hard at that. The FDA is the gold standard of regulators, and current guidance on this, if they stick with that, is very, very appropriate. The side effects were not super severe. That is, it didn't cause permanent health problems for things. Moderna did have to go with a fairly high dose, and so to get the antibodies. Some of the other vaccines are going able to go with lower doses to get responses that are pretty high, including the J&J and the Pfizer. And so there's a lot of characteristics of these vaccines. It's great that we have multiple of them.
You know the data better than I do. But the data showed that everybody with a high dose had a side effect.
Yeah, but some of that is not dramatic, where, it's just, super painful. But yes, there we need to make sure there's not severe side effects. The FDA, I think, will do a good job of that, despite the pressure.
How many doses of the vaccine will we need?
Well, none of the vaccines at this point appear like they'll work with a single dose. That was the hope at the very beginning. Maybe one of them, particularly in the second generation, won't surprise us. We hope just two, although in the elderly, sometimes it takes more. And so making sure we have lots of elderly people in the trial will give us that data.
You've said some more than
listen,
7 billion doses.
Listen carefully.
That's what we'll need.
Well, if what you're trying to do is block all the transmission, then you need to get 70-80% coverage on a global basis. So that, it's unbelievably big numbers.
I mean, you're talking about a global vaccination program without a vaccine that hasn't been fully developed yet, and a massive scaling up of how to produce one or several vaccines. I mean, it's mind-boggling to think about this effort.
But the private companies have stepped up. The science has been advanced. The U.S. funds biological research more than any other country. We've stepped up to fund these vaccine manufacturers. The plants are being worked out now. In 2021, there's a good chance this can get done. And because, you know, this is about the billions that we need to spend to save trillions and avoid all those deaths.
Are we going to jump in today, Chrissy?
Okay, well, there you have it, friends. Here, I want you to listen carefully, okay? Sam, go ahead and play that, because he sounds like a bleeding bully is what he sounds like. And, oh, my goodness, Bill, just relax. Now, I know this isn't funny, friends, but this is what he sounds like. By the way, that is a Nubian goat in heat, for the record, okay? Yeah, I got you, Bill. I got you. In all seriousness, friends, I got to tell you, I got to make light of some of these things because of the heaviness of what's going on. How incredibly overwhelming it is that the American people are succumbing to this kind of an individual. Now, does he sound like he's selling something? Absolutely. Since when did Billy Bob become a doctor? Did you know that what he's doing right now is completely illegal? Did you know that? Oh, and by the way, I'm playing this bleeding Nubian sheep goat that's in heat for the very purpose of mimicking Bill Gates, who sounds, in fact, I have friends that are cops that will tell you when someone's being interrogated by the police, this is what they resort to. The ahs, the jittering, the moving the hands, the sweating, the grabbing, the jiggling, so on and so forth. And it's exactly what he is doing. It is a sign of guilt is what it is. Okay, so that's the reason for the Nubian sheep goat that's in heat right now. It's a mimic of Bill Gates being interviewed by a journalist that was actually doing her job. And interestingly enough, friends, all the ahs that came out of his mouth, how many times did he need to tell on himself that what he's doing is wrong? Only you can answer that. What we're talking about is, since when did Bill and Melinda Gates become licensed doctors? They never have. I went over to Wikipedia. If you find it on Wikipedia, they're telling on their own. This is beautiful, okay? Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, BMGF, that's the acronym, launched in 2000. It's reported to be the largest private foundation in the world. Their primary goals of the foundation are, say they, globally to enhance health care and reduce extreme poverty, and in the U.S. to expand educational opportunities and access to information technology. Of course, that's what they say, but what they do, like for example, the coronavirus, these doctors that just came out on Capitol Hill exposing them for their false narrative, apparently that information technology doesn't apply today, does it? No, because it doesn't work for the narrative. We're going to take a quick break, 1-866-582-9933. Come on, folks, let's hear from you, 1-866-582-9933.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a trial involving 30,000 people continues for a coronavirus vaccine, Leading infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says there's no political pressure to get a coronavirus vaccine approved quickly.
Well, certainly there are no corners being cut, John. I'll guarantee you that. Safety is very important. What we're doing is not compromising safety and certainly not compromising scientific integrity. We, in fact, briefed the president today about this in the Oval Office, and there is no political pressure that I've seen at all to move quickly.
Attorney General Bill Barr continuing to testify before a Democratic-led House hearing. Things getting a bit testy as New York Democratic leader and chairman of that committee, Jerry Nadler, without proof, is accusing the president of using federal law enforcement agents as a prop to help his reelection. This is USA Radio News. As a House hearing continues on Capitol Hill, federal officers who are protecting the federal buildings in Portland are speaking out about some of the violence they witness on a nightly basis.
By no means is this a peaceful protest. It starts the night off like that. But eventually, it's taken over by what we're, you know, the violent opportunists who are using this peaceful protest to take over, to just kind of start an anarchy.
As far as the calls for the officers to leave Portland, he also tells Fox News,
if the big one is we want feds out, then just leave the building alone so we can leave. I mean, that's kind of the general, I think, but we're not leaving until we know that this building's safe.
McDonald's is posting a deeper-than-expected drop in profits due to the coronavirus pandemic. The company closed restaurants around the globe and was forced to spend tens of millions of dollars to keep its franchisees operating. Some McDonald's stores around the world were down 24%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. They want to hear some more goat. I don't know why, but I guess that's just the entertaining factor right now here on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. That's Bill Gates when being questioned by a local journalist, actually doing her job. And she really was doing her job. So, anyways, with that said, let's go on here, friends, because what we're seeing right now, since when did Bill and Melinda Gates become licensed doctors? Gates paying for desired outcomes. Now, I just got done sharing with you as to Wikipedia and how it highlights the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, BMFG, or BMGF. Okay, that's the acronym. Now, first of all, I would like to remind people that Bill Gates is the one calling for the depopulation of the global population. You do know that. He said the world has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, he said, we could lower that by 10 to 15%. Now, I want you to think about how confused and he is in his head, okay? The world has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by 10 to 15%. So good to him, a really great job to him, is to lower the population by 10 to 15%. Read John 10:10. This is what he said. Okay. Now, if he didn't say it, I can get in trouble for what I'm telling you right now. Secondly, what does Bill Gates mean when he says reproductive health services? Because if you keep in mind the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, which happened to be Mr. Ryan, Paul Ryan, Judas, and Donald Trump's first legislative act, was to pass that $1.3 trillion omnibus bill back in 2000. Oh, what was the year? Forget the year. I'll get to that if it's a question or it's a call question. But keep in mind, friends, that money, that $1.3 trillion, went to fund reproductive health. Guess what that means? That means Planned Parenthoods worldwide. So when Bill Gates means reproductive health services, keep in mind Bill means organizations like Planned Parenthood, which is responsible for the murder of over 60 million babies. You bet it does, Proverbs 6:17, okay? And keep in mind, I got to just reiterate this point, okay? Bill Gates' dad was the head of Planned Parenthood. This is what inspired his population control views. And now he wants to talk about helping people. This is how he wants to help you, by depopulating. He said it again, friends. Finally, I ask, why is it that the mainstream media's cameras and microphones are up to the faces and mouths of Bill and Melinda Gates, as well as their paid minions, every time they make a sound? Because it's a part of their paid narrative. Okay. When did they receive their medical degrees, their license? Bill and Melinda Gates. Because I couldn't find it. And I looked and I looked and I looked and I couldn't find it. How are they qualified to disseminate medical advice when it comes to vaccines if they're not licensed, if they're not qualified doctors? This is against the law. Read Psalm 94, verse 20. Do you realize that you or I would get into some serious trouble if we were to impersonate a doctor the way that Bill and Melinda Gates are? Well, just hang on a second. A nurse recently shared with me, who's listening to me now, my friend, when I was doing my research this morning, I called her up and I said, hey, where is the law that states that what they're doing is illegal? Because I know it is. Okay. So I went online. I found a particular law. Well, after I talked to my nurse friend, she had told me this. She said, if you sold vitamins and supplements, she said, you cannot make claims for better health. She said Bill Gates answered that the FDA would be the ones to regulate the vax when asked about side effects. The FDA says you can't make claims about vitamin and supplements, and they approve and regulate drugs that we know can cause death, right? So that puts huge question marks on both of them. See, Bill hides behind the FDA when the FDA itself is in question. So, according to the law, Bill and Melinda Gates are in violation of impersonating a doctor and the law. Why is the president of the United States of America taking advice from someone that's not licensed or a qualified doctor? I'm just curious. This is what it says. The Medical Act 1983 states, any person who willfully and falsely or falsely pretends to be or uses the name or title of physician, doctor, or medicine, in medicine and surgery, bachelor or of medicine, surgeon general, practitioner, or any other name, title, addition, or description, implying that he is registered under any provision of this act, or that he is recognized by law as a physician or a surgeon in medicine and surgery or practitioner in medicine, shall be liable on summary conviction to fines exceeding level 5 on the standard scale. So actually telling people that you're a doctor or giving the impression that you are licensed for medical practice is a criminal offense. Why is it that the mainstream media constantly puts the microphone up to that of Bill Gates and Melinda Gates when it comes to the resolve of what we now know as the pandemic concerning COVID-19 and coronavirus? They're not qualified to do it. They're impersonating a doctor. Well, Bradley, is that the implication? There's no question about it. Hey, folks, if I want to know the affairs of how to govern a state, I go to a governor. If I want to know the affairs of how to govern a city, I go to a mayor. Or a county, I go to a sheriff. You get the point? If I want to know the affairs of health issues, how to correct health issues, so on and so forth, how to detect health issues, I go to a doctor, okay? Why is it that they are impersonating themselves to be doctors? It's a fact. Folks, this is called fraud. And furthermore, the Fraud Act of 2006 makes dishonesty, making a false representation to make a gain for oneself, this is what it's about, or another, or to cause loss to another, or to expose another to a risk of loss, it's a criminal offense. Cautions and prosecutions under this piece of legislation have been steadily increasing over the years, and severity of the punishment will be relative to the severity of the crime. Folks, of course, we know that this doesn't apply to Western medicine. We know this doesn't apply to the likes of a Bill Gates and a Melinda Gates. Well, at least in the minds of the American people, it doesn't apply, right? You ever heard of holistic doctors? It's interesting, folks, that they're heightening criminal offense on doctors. And guess who it's aimed at? Holistic doctors. Natural medicine. Is it aimed at them? Absolutely not. Or if it's someone that they want to throw under the bus, then it applies. Rest assured. The crime of fraud under the Act can carry a sentence of up to 10 years in prison and unlimited fines. How is it then that Bill and Melinda Gates are above the law? They are not. That is if the people know the difference, Hosea 4:6, right? They simply hide behind their money, buying off those who will simply do their biddings, and that's exactly what's going on through Fauci today and the President of the United States. Luke 22, verse 48. I want to go to the political, and I want you to listen to this because this is fantastic. The political reported, listen carefully, just to further solidify my point. See, let me stop right there. I've been going back and forth with companies in my state, teaching people what the law says concerning... folks, I went to three stores today. Talked to three managers today. I talked to... I'm waiting for the human rights organization to get back to me. I talked to the AG's office today. I've got calls into civil rights attorneys. I've searched out laws concerning what's going on. It's interesting, as I said during the first segment, how everybody knows, and I'm talking about the sheeple, how they know how to act accordingly when it comes to an executive order that has no constitutional or force of law behind it. They know all about that. Why? Because that's the narrative the mainstream media pushes. Does the mainstream media push the narrative to uphold our laws or to tear them down? To tear them down. How come nobody knows the law? How come nobody knows what I have right in my face, which is right, by the way, on the face of the Department of Health, right on the face of OSHA laws and HIPAA laws? Why? Because they're not taking the time to want to know. That's why. That's what makes them sheeple. And it shows you that the voice of a stranger, they are following. Read John 10. That's why. They don't belong to Christ, yet they call themselves Christians. Hey, as a matter of fact, friends, this is, without over-exaggerating this, I'll let you over-exaggerate it, okay? I seen this post this morning, and this is what the hirelings in America today are trying to teach the dumbed down, desensitized sheeple in their congregations. They're putting signs out in their front yard. Here's one called Dry Run, Church of Christ. It says, Jesus wore a crown of thorns, you can wear a mask. Can you believe it, friends? Submit further to tyranny than what we've already desensitized you into believing. Another one's Grace United Methodist Church, mask it or casket. Who are they listening to, friends? Are they feeding on the Word of God or the mainstream media's useful idiots? Here's another one. For the safety of all, it's got a picture of Jesus in a mask with a sad face on it. For the safety of all, face masks, all required to be able to call yourself my followers with a picture of Jesus on it. You can't make it up. And then here's another one. Mount Bridges United Church of Canada. I even got his phone number here. Thou shalt wear a mask in public, hygienist, 24/7. I should call this guy and get him on live radio. Hey, folks, this is called scriptural ignorance. 2 Peter 3:16 tells us, which they that are unlearned in unstable rest. Rest means to pervert. As they do also other scriptures unto their own destruction. See, like to submit to tyranny to a government that sanctions the murder of innocent babies or that redefines what belongs to the church concerning that institution that men can marry men and women can marry women. Folks, the list goes on. But this is where the church is, and this is exactly, by the way, why we're in trouble today. But what we're talking about right now, friends, is Bill and Melinda Gates. When did they become doctors? They haven't. Therefore, what they're doing is fraud. It's illegal. I'll finish this off in a positive. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And from there, you want to do tiering in various countries to make sure your most vulnerable populations get it. In our country, that would be blacks and Native Americans, people with underlying health conditions, and the elderly. And so we need to look at, as a globe, and we're involved with many European leaders and African leaders and others in Southeast Asia, to make sure there's a purchasing fund that can pull that vaccine through when it's available and get it out in wide-scale distribution.
Who made them,
you know,
the
fact,
doctors?
The testing could have been ramped up very quickly. And a few countries that have almost avoided the epidemic entirely, like Taiwan, New Zealand, Australia, you know, they took their experience and actually prepared, and so they moved a lot faster. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is will get attention this time.
Yeah. Hey, I got Greg calling in from Indiana. By the way, that was Bill and Melinda Gates. Again, pushing vaccinations. Since when did they become doctors? Greg, thanks for calling in from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Will you do me one favor? I'll give you 1 minute to say what you need to say, and I got to take the next call. I love it when you make it your show, but I got to finish this narrative. Go for it.
Yeah, Bradley, I think it's crazy to think that Bill Gates has any authority over our lives, our body, when he's not even a doctor.
Amen.
I don't understand this narrative, and people are just going to go for this. They're going to be okay with this. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And to think these churches are encouraging their members of their church congregation to wear masks.
Yep.
It's utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's very telling.
And I live in a state where our governor has mandated a stupid mask law.
By the way, you're in Indiana. Your governor, as a matter of fact, said that if you violate it, you can go into jail for 6 months. That is a reflection, an exhibition of how evil that man is, Greg, because he knows all the well that it has no enforceable law behind what he is dictating right now. So what he wanted to do is heighten the offense if anybody dare violate his unconstitutional edict. It's a revelation of who he is.
Yes, and if I'm not mistaken, there were four sheriffs in the state of Indiana that were against it because they said it was unconstitutional.
Amen, and I'm sure there's a lot more. There's probably just tons of them that you haven't heard from. Matter of fact, if you were to walk down the street right now, and let's say you went into the grocery store and you've seen all the sheeple with masks on, keep in mind, they're probably the professed Christians, conservatives, and or patriots, and they'll be the first ones to tell you, hey, listen, we're just doing what we're told to do right now. And in many cases, this is a fact. Folks, just to show you how far their hypocrisy will go, Matthew 23, verse 3, some of them are even wearing masks now that say, don't tread on me. You can't make it up, Greg. You really can't.
Yeah, and Bradley, I just appreciate your voice on all this whole issue. I really enjoy your show. I try to watch it every day, but sometimes after work, my schedule's kind of off the wall. But I really enjoy it. You're one of the voices out there really preaching against this, speaking against evil, and churches are not even doing that.
Well, we do. You know, here's some good news for you really quick, okay? John MacArthur, believe it or not, and I praise God for what he's doing right now, he just informed his governor. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Christ, not Caesar, is the head of the church. They're defying the governor in that state. This will spread on a nationwide basis. So just rest assured, God has his people in place, and there are his people in place that are actually standing up against the tyranny as to what we see on a 24/7 basis. We can do this, Greg. We just got to come together and be willing to stand up under God and fight and do all that we can do and leave the results up to him. So I appreciate the phone call. Greg, would love to hear from you again. I got to take Steve from Minnesota. Steve, you got 1 minute, just like I gave Greg, which turned into what, 3 minutes? Go for it, my friend.
Well, Jesus told us not to fear those who can kill the body, but we should fear God, who can cast both body and soul into hell.
Luke 12:4. Yes.
Yep, and also Matthew. So they are fearing, you know. They fear the government, they fear the illness, they fear everything, and they're teaching the kids to just fear and have anxiety.
Yeah, fear everything, Steve. Fear everything but God. That's what they're teaching them, yeah.
However, though, given what comes out of those liberal mouths, I don't blame them for putting a face diaper on.
Yeah, we keep hearing this, don't they? Is that metaphorically speaking of their potty mouths?
I'm with you,
of course. Okay,
yes,
gotcha.
Yes, they do get that, and it's a bunch of stuff that needs a diaper.
Amen.
Coming out of their mouth.
I appreciate the call, Steve. I got to get back to
the church. I wish the church would teach people to trust God and they don't have to have any fear at all.
And the best way to do that is to lead the way, and that's what's lacking right now, but which gives us a huge opportunity to do what they are leaving undone on so many different fronts. Steve, thank you for the call. I totally appreciate it. He's my friend from Minnesota. He's an EMT friend, and we always appreciate his input as well as all of yours. Now, let me get back to this, because I'd like to bring this to a consummation and a closure to the topic, since when did Bill and Melinda Gates become licensed doctors? What we're finding is Gates is actually paying for a desired outcome. I was just highlighting right before the end of the last segment, friends, Politico just reported. Now listen to how they set this, the narrative. Politico reported, meet the world's most powerful doctor, Bill Gates. That's not true. Meet the world's most powerful doctor. Since when did Bill Gates become a doctor? Friends, what I was saying to you earlier is that they can tell you something, and then when you look in the law, it's like, wait a second, that's not what the law says. They'll just throw it out there as a half-truth, hoping that you'll just bite onto it or drink the Kool-Aid and that you'll live your life accordingly. That's how they're getting away with what they're getting away with right now. But Politico reported, meet the world's most powerful doctor, Bill Gates. Listen to what it says. Over the past decades, the world's richest man has become the World Health Organization's second biggest donor, second only to the United States and just above the United Kingdom. The largesse, is what it says, gives him outsized influence over its agenda, one that could grow at the U.S. and the U.K. threaten to cut funding if the agency doesn't make a better investment case. The result, says his critics, is that Gates' priorities have become the WHO's rather than focusing on strengthening health care in poor countries that would help, in their view, to contain further outbreaks like Ebola epidemic. The agency spends, listen friends, this is key, the agency spends a disproportionate amount of its resources on projects with a measurable outcomes Gates prefers, such as the effort to eradicate polio. Folks, don't listen to what they're saying at the end, okay? Pay attention to what they're doing to get there. And listen to the half-truths. Concerns about the software's billionaires sway roughly a quarter of whose budget goes towards polio eradication has led to an effort to rein him in, but he remains a force to be reckoned with as who prepares to elect one of three finalists to lead the organization. All of the candidates are going to have to ally with him in some way, just like the folks, this shows you the power of the purse, special interest groups. It shows you who calls the shots when it comes to our politicians, namely those that have submitted to special interest groups like yours truly, Donald Trump, who gave Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci a platform to push this lying narrative. Notice what they're saying. Either he agrees with it, he prefers the measurable outcomes, or he's not going to have anything to do with it. He's not going to fund it. Listen to what's going on. All of the candidates are going to have to ally with him in some way, said Sophia Harman, associate professor of international politics at Queen Mary University of London. She said, you can't ignore him. Well, 330 million people can. She said, in ending, evidence of Gates' unprecedented influence abounds in ways subtle and showy. So in conclusion, it is for the American people to be the strength in the enforcement of the law, the laws that need to be enforced against them that think that their money is going to pervert judgment and justice. Folks, what he's doing is criminal. Another question for all those that believe that Donald Trump is the victim, when in fact he's the commander-in-chief, where is his DOJ to enforce those laws against the likes of a Bill and a Melinda Gates impersonating doctors to force vaccinations on the people? Now, some will say, well, Bradley, that just ain't going to happen. I see it all day long. If you got a mask on, you've already done it. If you've got a mask on, you'll take the vaccination. And it will become a herd vaccination if the American people don't stand up to what's going on. I started the show off with sharing with you some doctors on Capitol Hill exposing the lies once again concerning the coronavirus. Either we're going to stand up to it or we're going to succumb to it. There is no in-betweenites. Read Revelations 3. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya! We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.